Welcome to Inside Slant. I'm Mark Tauscher, and I'm here with Ryan Pickett today. Ryan, how are things?
Great, man, great.
Has it been a concerted effort just basing off of last postseason, you know, stopping the running game and how things kind of ended last season and now we're into this season? What kind of, have you done some things differently to kind of to slow that running game down from teams?
I mean, yes, Coach Capers put a bigger emphasis on stopping the run. I mean, so, you know, they put a lot of trust in us. We have 6D linemen on the roster now. So Coach McCarthy told, he believed in us and put a lot of, you know, put the emphasis on us stopping the run. And it has to start up front.
Tell us a little bit. I know you've been a big part of Johnny Jolly's coming back. And some, can you kind of go through the process when he was, you know, put in prison? And I know you've been a big supporter. And can you kind of go through that and what that's meant to him?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough for everybody because everybody loved Jolly, you know, when he was going through the rough patch in his life. But, you know, I just stayed in contact with him. He always told me, Pick, I want to get back on the field. I want to play football again. And I just always believed in him. And he got his opportunity. He's taking full advantage of it. So I'm just proud and happy for him.
So in 2001, you're drafted by St. Louis. 5 years, you play in St. Louis. And what brought you, what was the biggest factor in coming to Green Bay? As a, you know, Ted's known as not signing a bunch of unrestricted free agents. He's obviously hit the jackpot with you. What was kind of the process? How did that come about?
Well, that's all my wife, man. When I came to visit Green Bay, I'd seen it. I was in the MRI machine all day, getting CAT scans. And I didn't see anything, but my wife came and she fell in love with it. And she was like, I want to be here. And I was like, okay, you the boss.
I think everybody will admit that you are playing some of your best football now at 13 years into this league. What kind of advice would you give to these young guys, you know, the Mike Daniels and these guys coming in? How do you last and prosper as long as you have?
Well, that's a few things. I think I've just been blessed, first of all, by God. And then second of all, I work every day. I come in and practice hard. And I go hard and I listen to vets. I listen to the guys that was ahead of me. And I just always found somebody to latch on to and follow them.
What position do you like more, nose tackle? Or defensive end, what do you
nose
like
tackle. Nose tackle. Yeah, I play in because they want me to, but I love nose tackle.
Why is that?
Because I'm just, in nose tackle, you're just in the middle of the fight, you know. Sometimes when I'm out there on the end, it's just kind of like I'm on an island, but nose guard, it puts you right in the middle of the fight, and I love that.
How have you improved so much, you know, just in your competitive edge and playing every down like you have been doing? How is that? How have you been able to kind of maintain that? Because usually around year 10, year 11, guys start fading.
I don't know. I guess I've been, you know, blessed that my first 8 years, I only play first and second down, man. I get 25 snaps, you know, a game, and I still feel fresh. And it's like now the older I get, the game has slowed down so much to me. I've seen every block, played every play, so it's nothing new to me. And I'm able to read stuff faster and play now. I mean, my body feels great.
What's the best thing about being a Green Bay Packer?
Honestly, it's so many things, honestly. Coming from somewhere else, then coming to Green Bay, it's like night and day different here, for whether it's the fans, the organization. I mean, they really emphasize family, and it's real tight and close around here. And that's, to me, that's the best part about it.